Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Our question, what is a good story of yours that involves money? And here come those emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got me.
Old Machola's over the winter. I bought a couple motorcycles for cheap with the intent to flip them for profit. When the sun came back out, I sold one of them in early spring for $2,000, put that money in my gun safe. About 2 weeks back, I was grabbing something from my safe and decided to check on the envelope to count it, make sure all $2,000 was there for peace of mind or whatever. I pulled the envelope out, and written in Sharpie was $7,550. I didn't believe it, so I pulled it out, counted it. Turns out I had completely forgotten about the second motorcycle that I had also sold for $5,500 a few weeks later. Really puts that 20 I found in my washing machine to shame. Stay beautiful, guys. That from Cullen. Family, my parents, visiting relatives in New Mexico, cousin said to check this new casino out. If you signed up for the club for free, they would give you between 5 and 20 to gamble on the slots. My wife was pissed because it was late, the kids were tired, but we're going to be fast. So I got $20 and did $5 max bets on the machine. Third spin, I started getting free spins. $1,500, and 20 minutes later it finished. By then, my father had told my wife, who was waiting upstairs, that I was winning and would not stop. Just as it finished, she tracked me down, was ready to yell at me. She calmed down quickly, and we had a really nice slush fund for the rest of the trip. That from Brian. As we move on to the birthday request, happy birthday, guys, to my son, Wyatt. Can he get a kid fish sandwich? That from his dad and mom.
Fish sandwich!
Guys, we'd like to wish Cody a very happy birthday with an owl hitting the window, a fish sandwich, and a Joey chestnut from your local TCU fan and German wife.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Joey Chestnut! Guys, today's our son Riley's birthday. Can he get a suck it up cupcake? We love you, Riley, and hope you have the best day. That from Dad and Tony.
So, suck it up cupcake!
By the way, we're down Mickey today, and we're down at Dirty German, mm-hmm. So we're going to do the best we can. Bitches, I want to wish you a happy birthday, David Paul. Please give him a big old Leroy Jenkins and have Goofy tell him what he'd like to do with him. With some Johnny's Ranch dressing. That from the creepy neighborhood Ginger.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Well, guys, that's a simple one. Being that I'm a dog, I want you to rub that ranch on all 8 of my nipples.
Bitches, today's our son Daniel's birthday. He's our miracle boy. We love him. He can be a S-bird at times, but brings so much joy to us. Can he get an original fish sandwich and a Joey chestnut? That from Mom, Dad, and Big Brother David.
To our good fish sandwich.
Joey Chestnut!
Guys, today's my badass daughter, Ivy B. Boppin' birthday. And like most of your fans, she's been listening her entire life. She loves horses, chickens, and turkeys, living the farm life out here in Monroe. Her brother has gotten 2 birthday requests, and she has not been able to get any. So it would mean the world for her if you could give her a little kid fish sandwich. Thanks, guys, for all you do. That from Pat the Dad.
Fish sandwich!
Guys, today's my wife Jessica's 30th birthday. Phenomenal friend, partner, and mother to our little girl. Can the Dirty German tell her about all the fun things that she and I will be doing at our hotel with a jacuzzi in the room? That from Chris.
Yeah, you will be adding your own froth to the jacuzzi. Not all of those bubbles will be from the air pumps, you know.
Guys, writing in to wish my brother Meatstick a happy birthday. He's 32. He is a cabinet maker who loves to grill meat.
in his spare time. For his birthday, can I get Miles doing the meat is burned bit? Your penis is too small, and the dirty German's talking about he likes to hide in his shop and play with wood. Thanks, guys. That from the angry German mechanic.
Oh, the meat is burned.
Yeah, it's probably a better idea to hide in your shop and play with your wood, because when I play with my wood, I'm outside of my neighbor's window.
Guys, writing in to wish my brother Meatstick a happy birthday. Oh, I already did that one.
Yeah, my 33rd birthday is today. Would love some advice from the dirty Germans on how to celebrate with my girlfriend tonight. That from B-Dub.
Yeah, get yourself a video camera and be ready, because I plan on having sex with your girlfriend for your 33rd birthday. You're welcome.
Hola, Bicholas, it's Tom. Love listening to you guys every day. Keep our auto shop happy and laughing. It's my 36th year around this big flaming ball. So how about the dirty Germans talking about how dirty they can be with their mechanical tools? Keep on rocking, bitches. Appreciate that from TB.
Yeah, the only mechanical tool that I bother to play with is my dipstick.
Guys, big fan of the show. Wanted to see if I get a birthday shout out for my lady, 39 today.
Can she get a cougar attack? Well, that's up to you.
How about some shotgun gets followed by the dirty Germans talking about handling snakes? Thanks, guys. That from Nake the Snake Guy in Puyallup.
Get!
Can't really interrupt yourself, Ken.
Yeah, if you'd like to handle yourself.
Get!
Yeah, see? Yeah, if you'd like to handle snakes so much, have you ever handled the one-eyed Seattle black snake?
Gentlemen, today I complete 4 decades on Earth. Love your show and all the days it gets me through. Thrill knows me as the bus driver who honks hello occasionally in the afternoons on my drive down Fifth Avenue. Oh, I thought he was honking at me.
Oh, hell no.
Well, he's taking his well-deserved break. That's my well-deserved break. What the hell's going on there? A Sunday, I'll be jumping out of a perfectly good airplane with some friends, parachute attached. I would love to hear the dirty Germans talking about jumping out of a plane. For being 40 years old. Have a great weekend, guys. And rock on, bitches. That from Kevin.
Yeah, when I jump out of these airplanes, I do not use a parachute. It is the world's most dangerous sex move. She lays on the ground, spread eagle, I jump out, and I have to make these perfect landings. Yeah.
Kevin, go to hell. I thought you were waving at me.
Oh, hell no. People don't like you.
I know that.
It's my older girlfriend, Brianne's birthday today. Can she get a Brianne-sized kid fish sandwich mixed with a bong hit? Thanks, guys. And from Brian O'Grady.
Fish sandwich!
What a great combo.
This one says, hi.
Hi.
My name is Linda McKenzie.
Hi, Linda McKenzie.
My husband, Cole McKenzie, turns 49. Can you get a, you like that, a suck it up cupcake? Cole works very hard and is an awesome family man. That from your wife and mom, Linda.
You like that? You like that?
So, suck it up, cupcake.
You guys want to give a shout out to my pops, Ray the Bison Meduna. He is getting ready to retire soon and moving back to North Dakota. And we're sure going to miss him. How about a big old Joey Chestnut? And your penis is too small for his retirement. That from Kelly, Tim, and Charlie.
Joey Chestnut!
Michelle's happy Friday. Today is my awesome mom's 64th trip around the sun. She's been there for me no matter what. So thank you for being the best mom ever. How about the dirty Germans and an original fish sandwich? Thank you, guys. That from Sean.
Two Oregon fish sandwich?
Yeah, I would like to treat your mother quite well for her birthday as well. I think I know just the gift. A single candle for her to blow out.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you,
BJ. Yaz a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweineflash.
Thank you, Bob. A couple extra emails here, guys. Liquor and Horrors. Olo, we listen every day here at work in Honell, New York.
Honell.
When we are supposed to be building Amtrak's new 200-mile-an-hour plus passenger train. Not Spam or Chili. We all love the show. Keeps us laughing. When we are caught up, we listen to Big Dummy reruns to make us feel smart. Stay beautiful, guys. That from Tom, Jason, Keith, Amos, and Trickler.
And they're all listening to us in Hornell, New York.
The guy's name's Amos?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever met an Amos.
That's close to Rochester, right? Just a little bit south of there. Is that the idea?
I think so.
Okay. As far as sayings go, thrill, quick question for you.
Oh, boy.
When someone mentions Louisiana, you always say, like the Zatarain's commercial. Do you have a hard time not saying it if you were in a professional situation? I ask because me personally, when someone says Idaho, I have to say, Ida pimp. It's almost obsession, like lifting my feet when I cross railroad tracks for over 30 years. So my uncontrollable obsession on saying it has got me some very strange stares back. Just wondering if you and I were in the same boat on the subject. Have a great day. Love the show. That from Big D.
Yeah, we're 100% in the same boat. I can't not do it, man. I hear especially if they say Louisiana. So if it's someone from Louisiana and they call Louisiana, you get the And you're right. It was inspired by Zatarain's. Okay. But I swear to God, anytime there's a commercial about Louisiana or New Orleans, but you're not physically there, it's about the food, and it's understood that the food's great. But for whatever, and this is not true when you're there, but TV ads would have you believe that everybody from New Orleans talk like this. Every time we bring up food, all we do is laugh and eat.
Yep.
So that's why I do it.
Couple on from when I had my colonoscopy here. People still chiming in on that deal. Fellas, I had a colonoscopy about a year ago. And when I was getting ready, everyone came in and introduced me to who they were and what part they played in said colonoscopy.
I'm Dr. Fingers.
So I met the doctor, the nurse, and the anesthesiologist. Anyway, I was being moved to the room where they do the procedure. I get wheeled in, and I look at this guy, and I don't know. He did not introduce himself. He's got a whole mask, gloves, gown. He's ready for business. Anyway, I looked over at him and said, I say, you must be the lube man. And everyone laughed, and the guy in the not-so-happy voice said, I'm here to assist. Next thing I know, I was out, procedure was over, and I was back in the next room.
The lube man.
I got my results back. I had four polyps in there. They said that they were not cancerous, but they were the kind that can cause cancer.
Okay.
So now I have to go get a colonoscopy every frickin' 3 years.
That's not so
But think about it this way. It's a day off.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe even 2 days off.
Every time he gets his butt probed, I'm off from work.
God, you got to start drinking that stuff the day before. There's no way I could be sitting in here and work. Let's see here, guys. Listening to the episode in regards to the worst or most recent hospital visit, my story is somewhat unique. I was on my way to visit my parents in Montana. I was about halfway over Snoqualmie Pass at 5:30 in the morning, and I yawned and was more exaggerated of a yawn than normal. When the yawn was gone, I could not close my mouth. Had to drive to the Ellensburg Hospital, which was about an hour away, the longest hour of my life. Turns out when I yawned, I dislocated my jaw. I can't yawn the same ever again. Thought you guys would enjoy the good chuckle there. That's unbelievable.
And it's easy to explain what the problem is when you get there.
Yeah. And, Bajola is always a day late because I have to listen via the podcastradio.com. But as far as procedures go, it was a colonoscopy, but there's a fine line between voluntary and involuntary. Mine was a little unique due to a mix-up my primary care doc and the doctor and I had. It was one day before I was told to report, and I didn't have the drink stuff. I called my primary, and he actually had some FedEx to my house. Spent the night alternating between drinking this crap and dealing with the effect. I reported for the procedure the next day. Nurse puts me in an exam room. Turns out that I wasn't scheduled for that day and had to go through the prep procedure of drinking another gallon of whatever that stuff was and spending alternate hours in the tinkletorium. All this because a pre-screen showed that I had colon cancer. Not only did I not have colon cancer, the doctor, counted zero polyps. Rock on, guys. Appreciate it. Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first...
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for 10 versus the FCC.
What a late night we had last night.
Man, oh, man.
Coming up with Rhymes and Riddles for 10 versus the FCC. Some tongue twisters. Lo and behold, we get in here and we forgot the 10 was off.
Yeah. If only we had known.
Yeah. And we didn't even get a listener-submitted request today.
Everyone else knew, apparently.
Exactly. We had one ready to go that was actually a men's room original.
I would not work so hard if I had known that he was off today.
Yeah. Ted, by the way, is 13-12 on the year. So as we do a couple times a year, we will run all of his losses back in our end-of-year spectacular toward the end of the year here. Coming up in December. That's coming up pretty close. But so far, Ted on the year is 13-12, I believe. And since Ted is not here, we figured we'd ridicule him with, so far, every loss of the year in Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, Let's go back in time.
Time. Some say sheep that struggle from sexual frustration sit on ships and sip on Schlitz. So sheepishly sitting Schlitz sippers sent ships of sexually frustrated sheep to sit on the sheets of Slits?
Three times fast.
Some say sheep that struggle from sexual frustration sit on ships and sip on Schlitz. Some sheepishly sitting Schlitz sippers sent ships of sexually frustrated sheep to sit on sheets of silk Schlitz.
One!
Some say sheep that struggle from sexual frustration sit on ships and sip on Schlitz. Some sheepishly sitting Schlitz shippers sent ships of sexually frustrated sheep to sit on...
Oh!
Jane shuffles, shifts, and sits slyly on shaving Shelly's shiny clip. Shuffle, shift, Shelly sit, shift, sit, shuffle, sit.
There you go.
Shane shuffles, shifts, and sits slyly on shaving Shelly's shiny clip. Shuffle, shift, Shelly shit.
Oh, no.
Thick ducks, and Chuck sucks duck chicks. But sometimes Nick sucks Chuck's duck, and Chuck licks Nick's thick ducks. I farted.
Three times fast.
Nick licks thick ducks and Chuck sucks duck chicks. But sometimes Nick sucks Chuck's duck.
My car has a big black coffee-colored clock. Mike Hawk docks his big black coffee-colored clock with loosely locked lollipop clocks.
Lollipop?
Three times fast.
Mike Hawk has a big black coffee-colored clock. Mike Hawk docks his big black coffee-colored clock with loosely locked lollipop clocks.
One.
Mike Hawk has a big black coffee-colored clock. Mike Hawk docks his big black coffee-colored clock with loosely locked lollipop clocks.
Two.
Mike Hawk has a big black coffee-colored...
Rick Rock soaks cork, and Rick docks sucks chalk. But in the city ship... Rick Rock sucks Rick Doc's chalk, and Rick Doc soaks Rick Rock's cork. They are cork soakers and chalk suckers.
Three times fast.
On a shiny ship, Rick Rock soaks cork, and Rick Doc sucks chalk. But on the city ship, Rick Rock sucks Rick Doc's chalk, and Rick Doc soaks Rick Rock's cork. They are cork soakers and chalk suckers.
One.
On a shiny ship, Rick Rock soaks cork, and Rick Doc sucks chalk. But on a city ship, Rick Rock sucks Rick Doc's chalk, and Rick Doc soaks Rick Rock's cork. They
two.
Are cork soakers and chalk suckers.
That is two.
On a city ship, Rick Rock soaks cork, and Rick Doc sucks chalk. But on the city ship, Rick Rock sucks Rick Doc's chalk, and Rick Doc soaks Rick Rock's cork. One sock cutter, he cuts socks. Two sock cutters, they cut socks. Three sock cutters, they cut socks. Four sock cutters, they cut socks.
Three times fast.
One sock cutter, he c***s. Shy Shazam slyly sits on super slitted sheets and super shiny ambulance while slyly slitting super shiny slitted sheets.
Three times fast.
Super Shy Shazam slyly sits on a super slitted sheets and super shiny ambulance while slyly slitting super shiny slitted sheets.
One.
Super Shy Shazam slyly s***s. Shyly sat at a shiny Shazam sushi city sushi shop.
Three times fast.
She shyly s***.
Oh, that's past tense. That's not going to work. Even past tense is bad.
Slit the sheet daily. I like to sit on slitted sheets. If the sleet is not slit on the sheet, I will not sit. Diagonally.
Three times fast.
I slit the sheet daily. I like to sit on slitted sheets, and the sheet is not slit on the sheet. I will not sit. Diagonally.
One.
I slit the sheet daily. I like to sit on slitted sheets, and the sheet is not slit on the sheet. I shall not sit. Diagonally.
Two.
I slit the sheet daily. I like to sit on sheets.
Oh.
Light clicks. It's lit. Click it. Let's light. It's clip. Clicked. It's lit. Clipped. And clicked.
Three times fast.
Lights click. It's lit. Click it. Let's lit. It's clip. Clicked. It's lit. Clipped. And clicked.
One.
Lights click. It's lit. Click it. Lights lit. It's clip. Clicked. It's lit. Clipped and clicked.
Two.
Lights click. It's lit. Click it. Lit. It's Clip. It's Lig.
Rick strokes his big black pick through Kate's curly cut. Sadly, Big Slick Rick's big black pick is too thick for Kate's curly cut. Big Rick now must stick his thick pick in less rough fluff.
Three times fast.
Big Slick Rick strokes his big black pick through Kate's curly cut. Sadly, Big Slick Rick's big black pick is too thick for Kate's curly cut. Big Rick now must stick his big, thick pick in less rough fluff.
One.
Big Slick Rick strokes his big black pick through Kate's curly cut. Sadly, Big Slick Rick's big black
Oh!
At the Sit Shack, they serve hard porn core, poor core, and soft poor corn. In the Sit Shack, you sit on a sheet sack, and the sheet sacks at the sack are soft and saggy.
Three times fast.
At the Sit Shack, they serve hard poor corn and soft poor corn. In the Sit Shack, you sit on a sheet shack, and then the sheet sacks at the shack are soft and saggy.
One.
At the Sit
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The men's room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Real, real, real close to the weekend. Coming up, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. Hey, we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now, but first, a quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a woman in South Carolina that had success selling counterfeit products was arrested after she decided to grow and open her own store.
Of selling counterfeit products.
Correct.
Her store was to sell counterfeit products.
Correct.
Okay.
Originally, she was just kind of doing it under the desk, you know, like you should be when you're selling counterfeit products.
Agreed.
But then she said, you know what? I'm doing so good at this, I'm going to go ahead and open up a retail store.
Called it counterfeits.
Moron.
Jesus.
A man in Australia was busted with 500 pounds of meth after he crashed his van into two cop cars parked outside of the station.
Bet he was on meth.
You know what? I wouldn't doubt that.
No, of course he was.
500 pounds.
He just would have waited to get home. You know,
crashed in front of into two cop cars parked outside of the station.
This is the same theory I have about not eating the fries until you get home. You cannot open the bag. You know what I mean? Same theory. Just wait till you get home. Keep it hot.
Yet again, I would never condone anybody to get into this lifestyle. However, if you're going to, maybe don't have your route go directly by the police station.
Yeah, like I said, not encouraging you to be a criminal, but if you're going to be a criminal, try to be a good one.
Exactly.
That's all.
I understand keep your friends close and your enemies closer, but driving by their house with 500 pounds of meth, dude, not a...
Every single one of his associates knew that he was the guy that would do this. This is not a shock to anybody involved in this drug deal.
I told him. I told him 1,000 times.
That's why I only gave him 500 pounds.
Carl's an idiot.
Moron. It's a headline that comes around once in a blue moon, but scientists are saying that Uranus will be able to be seen with the naked eye soon for a short time.
Wow. I just have to get the right mirror.
Just use a makeup mirror and bend over.
That's never a good look.
Yeah.
Working a desk job is better for your brain health, according to a new study.
Well, it's definitely not better for your physical health.
It really depends on the job, I guess, right? I mean, I don't know.
Well,
if you're processing data, you probably get pretty bored with it.
Right. I imagine that working a desk job, you're doing a whole lot of active, you know, brain function.
I think you're multitasking is the idea.
Right.
You're doing a lot of different things at once, probably.
Surfing a little bit of porn, kind of working.
Listening to the radio station.
Right.
All right. Question, gents. What is the oldest piece of technology that you have in your house?
Might be my phone at the moment.
My primary stereo is a 1926 General Electric.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, it's a tube amplifier. That's what I listen to the radio on.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of what I got that's really old. I don't have a whole lot of old stuff in my house.
Yeah, but then again, I'm in radio, so I'm a radio geek. So I got the...
No, right.
Yeah.
Yours is old enough that it becomes an antique.
It is.
It becomes nostalgic, not just old.
It's all original, too. Original speaker, the whole deal.
My phone is just old. The screen's cracked, it's fallen apart, and I don't care.
Mine's probably just a point-and-shoot camera, either that or the Xbox 360 that I have.
How old is old technology?
When did the 360? Shoot, that came out... Dang, I feel like my sister started dating her now husband, and they dated for 10 years, so my guess is it's going to be around 05, 07, something like that.
Okay.
So, fairly old. But anyway, someone on Reddit just asked people to name the oldest piece of technology that they have in their house, and they have some great answers here. They have a Rolodex of business cards. Remember the Rolodex?
Oh, yeah.
This guy's 25, and he has this Rolodex.
I like his style.
You need to keep some business cards in life.
Sure.
Some. Depending who hands them to.
Mine sit on the kitchen counter.
Yeah. Like if Ed Troyer hands you one, keep it.
Oh, yeah. In your wallet.
A Radio Shack handheld keyboard.
Handheld keyboard.
I think anything from Radio Shack is...
Yeah, sure. If it's from Radio Shack.
If it says Tandy on it, I can't believe it's still working.
Reel-to-reel tape recorder and player. I gotta imagine that you guys worked with reel-to-reel better.
Oh, yeah, we did.
More often than your average Joe.
That's how we started.
We worked with reel-to-reel, and to give you an idea of how good some of these engineers were back in the day, we're covering an NFL broadcast, all right? So, like, whether it's radio or TV, you do your replays and all this kind of... These guys had a razor or a piece of tape, and they physically are cutting these pieces of tape out to get rid of the... They're editing.
Sure.
And they tape these highlights together, but the turnaround... That these guys are doing. And now, you know, everything's on a computer. I don't even know what we do now.
Be honest with you, it sounded pretty good, too. When you cut tape, it was not bad. On an analog piece of equipment, it wasn't as noticeable as a digital process. So you could talk over it, kind of smooth it over. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't the worst.
Okay.
It just took forever.
But I don't want to do it again.
Yeah. No. God, no.
This guy says, cassettes, but not a cassette player. Can you even find a cassette player that works anymore?
I don't want to say they're making a comeback. That's not true. But it seems that the audio world recognized that the 4% of people out there that still like their cassettes,
they seem to produce
just enough cassette players. I've been reading more lately that you can find them because a lot of people are getting back into cassettes.
I've saved the cassettes. I just don't have the player. I've got like Mother Love Bone, some Black Flag, some other stuff.
I feel like the record player has been the one that has survived every succeeding technology ever since. I don't think the record player, it's slowed down, obviously, from its heyday. Down.
When CDs took over, records went away. But in my experience, most people buy cassettes. You only bought cassettes because you couldn't play your record in your car, right? So that was your vision of Spotify.
Right.
Was that you brought a cassette so you could be driving somewhere and listen.
Mm-hmm. A rotary phone that still works, or as someone else put it, quote, a telephone with the circle sliding thing.
Mm-hmm.
And half the time, believe it or not, the phone company is still renting that to your grandparents.
There's a lot of times you go to, visit Meemaw, whatever the case is, you go to their kitchen, there's a rotary phone, it's still on the wall, it still rings. But I get it, because they're like, look, this is my phone number. I don't need to text you. If you need to reach me, call me on the phone. But I will say this about using rotary phones. You hated any phone number. Because all the 800 numbers.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Everything above 5 took 1-888.
Forever. 1-888.
Yeah, so it's like 8.
My old man, this has got to be a novelty phone that he got, but it had push buttons, but then it still waited for that rotor to go.
Sure.
So you'd push the button.
Sports Illustrated used to give you a football phone.
Oh, yeah.
Of your favorite team.
Yeah,
same thing. It's like an old GTE flip phone.
Number two, a microwave that's older than most of the people who live in the house.
See, my question is, how safe is that?
Yes.
It's probably not.
You got superheroes living at that house at this point.
Right.
And those, and the old ones were powerful, dude. I mean, not that the ones now aren't, but the old ones just seem to just nuke everything.
Yeah, but including things externally.
Right.
Right, exactly. These are the oldest pieces of technology that some people have in their houses, according to Reddit. And the number one thing, a top-loading VCR with dial turners for VHF and UHF. What in the world is UHF?
UHF is, so back in the day when there were only the three major networks, all right?
Okay.
You had ABC, CBS, NBC, and they were VHF. That is the way, so it's kind of like AM, FM.
Okay.
As far as radio, how the signal is sent, essentially. The UHF channels, that would be... Oh, God.
14 and above.
14. So channels 2 through 13 were VHF. And that's where your network.
So your public television stations, like if it was 23 or 24 or your local UHF. Public access. Yeah, you went to, you put it on U, and then you had a different dial, and I think it went all the way up to channel 78.
And that's your HD 88. Channels.
88. The, okay.
And what happened was, believe it or not, Fox Network is what changed all that. All right.
So kidding.
Because almost every major market, you had the three networks on VHF, and then channel 14 and above was UHF. But when you watched your, like your, I don't know, who was the guy, PJ or Pat, JP Patches.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of those shows that were shown locally were shown on like the locally owned TV station. So what Fox Network did, they basically contracted out to all of your 14 and above stations back in
all
the day and said,
stations.
Look, right, you already broadcast to the city. We haven't quite set up our full network yet. Will you carry our programming? They did, and that's what changed the game.
No,
because if you watch something on channel 14 or above, you're like, oh, it had to be crap. Right?
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get back
we're old.
Let's get back to some good news stories here. Hawaii is opening back up to the public starting next week. They'll be letting negative testers instead of, they'll be letting on negative testers instead of needing to quarantine for 2 weeks.
Okay. Wow. Negative testers.
Right. So as long as you test negative before getting on the flight, then you're good to go. It used to be that you would basically take a vacation out to Hawaii and then have to sit there for 2 weeks under quarantine and
you
then
can't
enjoy
afford.
Your vacation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. An 88-year-old man in Massachusetts started a goal over 30 years ago to walk the distance of the Earth's circumference by walking 3 miles a day. And after all this time, he'll be walking his last mile in a couple of weeks.
How old is he?
88. So he started this in his 50s.
Okay. That's still a hell of an accomplishment.
It is.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, like, why didn't you chew off a bigger bite in your 50s and then kind of lower it back
right.
in your 60s?
Sometimes
and
you start later. It's all right.
I mean, you know, why did he just go 3 miles a day constantly? It's like, that's what I'm saying. You mm-hmm. started like 6 miles a day in your 50s, and when he turned 60, bring it on back to 5 miles a day. And, you know, now that he's in his 80s,
he probably knows that now.
Yeah.
I wish I had thought of that.
Hindsight's 2020.
It's kept him in pretty good shape, I'm sure, all these years.
A boat of refugees hit the shores of Sussex, but were a little surprised at what they found on the beach.
What did they find on the beach, Mike?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile. This will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. The weekend is here, Mike, and we made it to drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.